Welcome to the Thrive Church Sermon of the Week podcast. We're inviting you to experience God, forget dead religion, and thrive in Jesus. For more information regarding this podcast and other resources, visit thriveny.org. We hope you enjoy the message.
Who here has ever been to a church that loves to stand and sit a lot? Anybody? It's wonderful, but I was in South Africa in a church that did that, and you know, you stand, you sit, you kneel, and you sit and stand. And the problem was that it wasn't in English. And so I would get the cue about a beat late. So everyone would stand up and I'd be seated, and then I'd stand up and everyone would sit down. And then it literally for about an hour, I decided unless the service is in English, I'm not gonna go back to a church that stands and sits a lot because that was just too uncomfortable. So, all right, here's the deal. Normally, everyone say normally, we end church right now because it's almost 11:30. We're gonna do a very, very short little message here because it's important to share the word of God every Sunday. But we're going to do probably a very truncated version, okay? Is everyone okay for just a few more minutes? Is that okay? All right. I just want you to know, if you're visiting this morning for the first time, normally we end about now, but we're going to do something a little extra. So if you're a child, run the 5-minute mile or you're going to miss Sunday school probably. The youth pastor disagrees. All right. Do not run the 5-minute mile. Just kind of, you know, make your way that direction. Thank you. All right. And are we okay, Si? All right. Wonderful. The short version of the announcements are, if you are new here, we would love to get to know you. Go to the welcome desk afterwards. If you got baptized today, we actually have gifts for you. Everyone just say they... Who had Christmas gifts that got stuck in the mail? It was like that all over again this week. So we have some pretty cool shirts. You're getting a shirt that says what my shirt says, which is inside out. It says, heaven is my home. I'm just here recruiting. All right. So y'all are getting those shirts. And I got to tell you something. I wear this shirt all the time. I probably need to wash it more because I wear it so much, because strangers will literally come up to me and ask me what my shirt says. So I warn you, if you wear your shirt, you got to have an answer for why you're wearing it. Okay. Because it's no joke. I've never worn a shirt that has actually started a conversation before. The other announcement is next Sunday, everyone say next Sunday, we're going to be doing Missions Sunday. All right. So y'all have been hearing me talk about how when you give to this church, your tithes, your 10% or whatever you feel God is putting on your heart, we give it right back out to being the gospel locally, nationally, and internationally. And next Sunday, we're going to talk about that more. I can't wait to share a couple videos and just share some pictures of where it's going. It goes to sex trafficking, rescuing. It goes to helping people who are in a moment of an unplanned pregnancy. It goes to feeding orphans. It goes to actually helping rescue other churches in America that are struggling. So I cannot wait to share this with you next Sunday. So don't miss. As part of service, that we're going to be prepping for something where we're going to go out to Dairy Days and Ithaca Festival in June. So, y'all, we're going to be packing for a fantastic summer. Who here likes Dairy Days? Okay. Well, we're going to go to Dairy Days and we're going to love people of Jesus. So if you didn't like it before, you're going to love it now. All right? Brian and I got married last year on Dairy Day weekend, and we had a cow at our wedding. So if you don't like Dairy Days, at least you didn't have a cow at your wedding with your name on it. All right, I'm just going to say that. It got in the wedding photos. It was beautiful. I was very honored. However, we probably won't show the cow again. So anyway, all right. And then May 29th, everyone say May 29th. We're having a barbecue. We're actually going to get the pony rides this time, thank God. So we'll have some pony rides, a barbecue, bring a dish to pass, like a side dish, a salad, whatever your favorite dish is to share. We're just going to have fun. We'll be outside right after service. It's going to be a fantastic hangout time, May 29th. All right, so don't miss that. That's the announcement. So here we go. We're going to dive right in here. You probably noticed that yes, Bill.
May 27th.
Yes.
It's my birthday.
All right. May 27th. I knew May 27th was on my mind, Hannah. Remember? I said May 27th this morning. So there you go. So wish Bill a birthday. We can say happy birthday to you May 29th. How's that? You can have a special piece of chicken with a candle in it or something, okay? We'll celebrate you at the barbecue. All right. So some of you noticed I'm wearing my shirt inside out. If y'all got I did try to not be the only one wearing a shirt that was inside out. I guess you just want to leave me alone here because we only had a couple people. Oh, you did it. You know, your shirt looks so good inside out, I didn't notice. Can we just have that conversation? Good job. Thank you, Hannah. And she even got up. Bless you. Bless you. All right. She is, how many weeks? You're 38 weeks pregnant. So think of Hannah and pray for her, bless her with some love today. We can't wait to meet the new member of Thrive. I can't wait for that. We got her child baby headphones so that he could be in worship as soon as possible. All right, and preserve the hearing. All right, anyway, so you notice I'm wearing my shirt inside out. Brian and I were on a belated honeymoon and for 10 days about a week ago. Thank you for everyone who prayed for my sunburn. You can see I'm alive and I have new skin, thank God. So I want to tell a short story just real quick. This is a funny story. At least I hope you'll laugh with me. You'll either cry or you'll laugh. So we left on a Sunday, and we led worship, right? I preached. We got in a car. We drove all the way to Syracuse. We went to Myers, and then we drove another hour. So Brian and I arrive at our friend's house at 1 a.m. So everyone say 1 a.m. All right, you shouldn't be driving at 1 a.m. I'm just going to put that out there. So we arrive at our friend's house at 1 a.m., and I'd been there once before, and it's in a little development where all the houses kind of look the same on the outside. Everyone say outside. That's important. We're going to talk about inside, outside, right? All right, so we pull up on the road. It's 1 a.m. We are exhausted, and the GPS says, you've arrived. Thank you. The GPS says, you have arrived. So I look over, and all the lights are off in the house, and I think, well, that looks like the house from the outside. Let's do this. So we pull in, get out my text message. I see where the key was. And so I get out of the car and I'm like, here, Brian, here's where the key's going to be. So go find the key. So he goes and he's like, well, it is where it says it is, but the key looks like a different key, but maybe they swapped the key out. I'm like, I don't know. Sure. Like, I mean, it's a key and it's where it's supposed to be, right? So we walk up the stairs and I see a man's pair of shoes outside the front door. And I'm like, well, that's weird. No one's supposed to be here, but maybe they left their shoes outside. We all make mistakes. And then I see this sign in German. It says, Welcome. And I literally said, I had no idea our friends were German. I had no idea. I literally say this to Brian, and Brian's like, I didn't know that either. I'm like, well, Germans are strong-blooded. I'm a German. That's awesome that they've got German blood. That's fantastic. Okay. So we open the screen door. Brian puts the key in. It turns. I'm like, okay. You know, I'm like shaking the bags. Now we'll go in first. It's 1 a.m. You know, we're tired. So we open the door, and it's kind of dark, but I'm like, well, it doesn't look exactly like what I thought it looked like last time I was here, but maybe they redecorated, right? So I flip all 5 light switches on. Boom, 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 boom. And out of the dark comes this small voice from a very elderly woman who is from Germany. And she says, what is this? What? What is this? What is this? What is this? Over and over and over again. And I see in the bedroom, because the door was open, you know, her bedroom light was off. And I see this older woman in a nightgown stick her head up out of bed and start to rise. And I tell you what, if you'd seen my face, I think I lost every ounce of color in my face. And Brian's like, is someone supposed to be here? And I'm like, no. I'm like, okay, just think, Hannah, think. I'm like, well, maybe they have an aunt here. I didn't even know they had an aunt. I don't know. So I'm like, my name is Hannah Wakeman. And I'm visiting so-and-so's house. Is this so-and-so's house? And she's like, what is this? What is this? And she goes, no. That's 2 doors down. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And we run out the door. We get down to the car. I look back up at the house and I turn to Brian and I go, well, she already had all her lights on. And Brian says, no, Hannah, you turned all her lights on and you left them all on. So I see this nightgowned figure moving through the bedroom slowly. And I said, just back out now. Don't let her hear the car. Back out. So we back out. We go over to the right house. We open the door. And guess what? The inside was in the right spot, right? You can't judge someone by what's on the inside. Right? The inside is what counts, especially at 1 a.m. Even if your GPS says you got to the right spot, all right?
Did you at least put the key back?
Yes. We put the key back and we ran. And the next day I'm at the pool and this beautiful German lady gets into the water and I'm reading a book, and I hear her voice, and I go, so I put the book up, because, like, she couldn't see me in the dark in her house, and she comes over, and she goes, are you staying next to me? No, well, kind of. I mean, we're staying at a friend's house, and she goes, oh, there was this really weird couple last night. And I had two options, because I had plausible deniability. She didn't know me, right? I confessed. And then, thank God, she said it was hilarious. But we did go buy her the biggest bouquet of flowers we could and leave them at her door and run. So that's my story. I've been waiting 2 weeks to tell that story. I have another story I'm waiting to tell about rescuing an animal from drowning and taking it on the jet ski ride of its life for 30 minutes, and I had to hold on to it. But we'll wait for that. Miss next Sunday. If you thought we had a boring honeymoon, we did not. But everyone say the inside matters. In a housing development where they all look the same, they are not all owned by the same person, right? Some are German, some are whatever. Everybody's different, right? God loves diversity. So today, we're going to take 5 seconds, and I probably mean more like 5 minutes here, but is everyone doing okay? It's too hot to go outside anyway today. Today is Inside Out Day, and we've been doing a message series called Kingdom Builder. All right, so if you haven't been here or you haven't been here in a while, we're talking about how God loves to build his family on earth, right? We believe God is a good God. He's a good father. He's full of love, and he loves to build his family on earth. He loves to build us up, not tear us down, and how we can use our words to build each other up or tear each other down. We can use our testimonies of what God has done in our life to help build the family of God. Last week, we talked about living in the legacy of Esther, right? And being a father and a mother to the next generation, no matter what your age is. And so today we're talking about how we build God's kingdom by maybe wearing our inside on the outside a little bit, showing what's in our heart to others. Heaven tearing open, right? When Jesus was baptized, it says the heavens tore open. Do you know that word tore or ripped? There are all these different words that are used there. It's the same word that's used when Jesus died on the cross, and it said that there was an earthquake and the curtain in the temple tore, right? And it says that the graves tore open and there was, and that the dead were brought back to life. So I like to imagine that when Jesus was baptized, there might not have been harps playing. It might have been like the only time in history where a good Christian metal song would have worked really well, because there was a tearing. This is a violent tearing, and I don't like metal. Don't worry, I'm not preaching metal, but if you like metal, talk to my husband. That's what I'd say. But all I'm saying is, God loves to tear things open to show what's on the inside, because he cares about what's going on the inside. And what I love about that scripture, it says the heavens opened up and something like a dove descended, and a voice said, my son in whom I'm well pleased, right? What we were singing. You know what the cool thing is? It never says that the heavens closed back up or the dove lifted off of Jesus. Isn't that cool? So the heavens opened. If you've ever been in church and someone's like, we're living in open heavens, and you're like, where is that theologically? Or you're wondering, what do they mean? It means that, hey, Jesus got baptized. He opened the door for us to have access to the inside of heaven, not just stuck on the outside. Isn't that amazing? So Matthew 23:26, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees. The Pharisees were men that they loved the letter of the law, but they didn't care about the inside as much. And Jesus is saying, blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the dish, and then the outside will become clean. I looked up what that word clean means. It doesn't mean just physically clean. It actually means spiritually clean. So when you guys got baptized today, you got to be clean from the inside out, right? But I love the word become. It says, and the outside will become clean. That word become also means born. So say born with me today. I know I'm having you talk a lot. It's just because I don't want to be up here talking alone. So in other words, if you were to translate that scripture, it says your outside is birthed from your inside, right? Clean the inside and you're going to actually birth something. You're going to have something come out of you that is different than what would have been if you had something on the inside of you that was dirty. Does that make sense? And I was going to have like an egg up here, but you know, if I'm holding an egg, if I have like a panic that the egg is going to hatch a horse, what would you say? Either I'm nuts or it's nuts, right? Because an egg that has a chicken egg cannot hatch a horse. Why is that? Because what's on the inside, right? When you get born again, you get Jesus inside of you. He's cleaning the inside of you, and it's impossible to produce something that doesn't look like Jesus. So if we're producing something that doesn't look like Jesus in our life, what does that mean? It means we've opened the door to something other than Jesus on the inside, and we need to invite him to come clean house. Are you guys following me? So I was gonna do a whole thing with Legos here. If you hadn't noticed, we like to have fun in this church. We take Jesus really seriously, but we also know Jesus liked to laugh, and he had emotion, right? And so we're going to talk about Legos here. All the kids got really mad at me. I'm talking, I had faces I didn't know kids could make that they couldn't play with the Legos this morning. I don't even know what kind of car this is. Can someone please help? What is it?
Porsche.
Porsche? Okay, thank you. If my husband was here, he might disown me because I didn't remember what the car was. Has anyone married a man and then inherited his stuff? I have to look at this in my bedroom every morning. Y'all can intercede for me later. Bless the Lord. But anyway, this is a really cool car. Apparently, this is a really amazing Lego. If you want to look at it, don't touch it, or he really might disown me, but you can look at it. I think it actually works and stuff. He built this when he was a kid, and he's kept it with him all these years. Anyway, so Legos are awesome because, hold on, I got an example here. They're the easiest way to relax and get a headache all in 5 minutes, right? That's what I say about Legos. But what's amazing is this Lego looks like it's a truck, right? Everyone see the truck? Can you see it? All right, now if I open up the box, I'm really excited to see what this truck looks like. So the problem is... the problem is... Does that look like a truck to you? Why does it look like a truck? The inside doesn't look like what the outside looks like yet. Why is that? Because we got to build it, right? Some of us, I'm just falling apart up here. Some of us, we open up our Bible and we say, oh, that's what a man of God looks like. That's what a woman of God looks like. We see what was, like, I see the blueprint. And then we look at our own lives and we say, oh my gosh, look what's on the inside of me. Well, I only see a little bit of faith. I only see a couple mustard seeds. Have you ever been intimidated by the lowest amount of faith that you got? Like you don't know what to do with it? But God is saying some assembly required, right? He wants to build his kingdom in our lives piece by piece. And this morning, I wanted to talk for just a second about the inside to the outside. Because number one, don't try to build your life with pieces that don't belong to you. Could I build Brian's car here with the pieces that are on the floor? No. Why not? They don't belong to the vision on the box, right? They're two different things. And this car couldn't become a boat, right? It'd be physically impossible. The word Lego means to play well in Danish, but in Latin it means to put together. What you put together on the inside determines who you become on the outside. Are you guys following? Don't try to put your life together with things that don't belong to you, and then be surprised when you turn into something that you didn't think you would ever turn into, and it's surprising you in a bad way. You following me? Matthew 9:17. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. If you feel like your life is bursting, anyone ever been in a bursting season? And I don't mean a positive bursting. I mean it's like everything's bursting and you feel the pressure. God might be saying, you got to get a new wineskin. You got to get the pieces that I give you to put together in your life. Are you guys following? I'm going to drop some scriptures here and it's going to make more sense. We've got John 3:3-7. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. So when we get in the Holy Spirit, when you get born again, Spirit produces Spirit. You're going to be producing what God is saying to produce. In other words, you're getting his pieces in your life, and you're going to be building his kingdom. But when flesh, when you're hanging out more with the flesh, when you're hanging out and you're putting together things in your life that Jesus never died to give you, you're not going to be able to build his kingdom in your life, in your marriage, in your finances, in your health, in your family, in your relationships. Are you guys following? So let's just break this down. It's 5:22. If you want to open your Bible, we'll just stay in Galatians here for just a second. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there are no laws. So in other words, these are God pieces from Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:19. Backing up, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful desires, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like this. So we've got some pieces that belong to the vision of the world, and we've got some pieces that belong to the vision of God. And if we as a church are going to build God's kingdom together, God is saying, hey, check what's on the inside. What's on the inside of your heart? Do you have spirit-to-spirit pieces? Do you have the love? Do you have the kindness? Do you have what Jesus died to give you living in your heart? Or are you entertaining things that he never died for you to have? This is a journey God's been taking me on the last few weeks, and I've been taking inventory. What are things in my life that I am entertaining that God died to take away from me and to break me free from? And when we entertain things that Jesus died to set us free from, whatever that is, it could be like an addiction, it could be a negative thought pattern, it could be a television show, it could be whatever it is, when we actually entertain that in our life, we're actually saying to God, God, I know you have a vision for me, and I know you want me to build your kingdom, but I'm going to try and use the wrong pieces to do it. And then have you ever gotten frustrated that you aren't getting where you want to go and you don't know why? Have you ever done that? Maybe it's in your finances, maybe it's in your health or your relationships. I've definitely done that. And then I'm like, wait a minute. When did I start building with the wrong pieces? Does this make sense? God is really clear. We can't build God's kingdom on earth with building blocks that he died to destroy. So 1 Peter 2 says, get rid of all evil behavior. Just get rid of it. We were singing, bye-bye fear, bye-bye guilt, bye-bye shame, right? Goodbye, what was there others? Pain, goodbye grave, it's a new horizon. So just say it's a new horizon. But in order for the sun to say goodbye to us over here and rise on another coast, it has to say goodbye, and then it has to say good morning somewhere else, right? And so God is wanting to say to us this morning, what do you need to say goodbye to so that you can welcome what Jesus died to give you? And the last point is building with God's vision, not an old expired vision, right? So the first baptisms in the Bible were mikvahs. Everyone say mikvah. You now know a Hebrew word if you didn't know that. If you want to know more Hebrew roots of Christianity, go see Pastor Tom, right? He's written a couple books on it. But the first baptisms, it's a hard word to say fast, are mikvahs. And in the Old Testament, if you became sick or if you did something that was impure or you sinned, you needed to go do a mikvah. And I've been to Israel, and I've actually been on Samuel's Mountain where they would do mikvahs. And there's a pool of water, and you would go in and you dunk your head just like a baptism. And we see that Paul in the New Testament compares a mikvah to the Israelites going through the Red Sea. Everyone know the Red Sea story? But what I find interesting about the Red Sea story is even though the Israelites were delivered from Egypt, They were delivered from Egypt. They were delivered from their slavery. They walk through an ocean. How many know that that would wake you up to what God can do, right? We're not talking like a hypothetical ocean. We're saying, I've been to the Red Sea in Israel. There's a sea. This isn't some creek in Ithaca, right? This is an incredible body of water. So they walk through all of that, yet afterwards they return to their pagan ways. They took pieces from Egypt. The women had taken jewelry from Egypt, right? And they melted down what they had taken from their past, and they built an idol out of it to worship God when they hadn't been delivered like they wanted to. Have you ever taken something from your past, taken a piece from your past, maybe something that happened to you, a mistake that you made, whatever it is, let that shame, let that guilt, whatever it is, let that memory become an idol in your present that has prevented you from walking into the promised land that God has for you. Does that make sense? Don't let your past cost you your promise. The Israelites went backwards. You know, making an idol into a cow was a vision they'd seen in Egypt. That was like a thing you would do in Egypt to worship pagan idols. And they brought that with them even after they were delivered. So not a warning, but my prayer for anyone who is baptized today is it's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day for all of us, but especially anyone who is baptized. Any pieces you left in the water, don't make an idol out of them for this new season. Let them be in the water. And sometimes you got to pray through that with someone. Sometimes you need healing. Sometimes that's a process. But don't build an idol out of what God died to set you free from. Don't let your past cost you access into God's promised land that he died to give you right here and right now. Don't take the pieces from the past. So why don't you stand on your feet? Don't worry. You can stay on your feet this time. I'm not playing a game here. This instruction manual is for a semi-truck, right? Could I build this car out of this instruction manual? Man, I might need to try because of the amount of no's that I just heard. Can I build this car out of an instruction manual? Thank you. All right. We all need a Lego lesson, right? I didn't grow up with Legos, just to clarify. So this has all been fun for me in my older age here. Some of us are trying to build our life with an old instruction manual from our past. We've taken the patterns we grew up with, whether they were in our childhood, whether they were modeled to us around our friends or in our workplaces, and we've tried to take patterns from what's around us and make our life out of it. When God is saying, I'm giving you a new instruction manual, I'm giving you a new vision for your life today. Don't try and build God's kingdom with the wrong instructions. Are you guys following? Just say, I am a new creation. I am a new creation. Say it one more time. A new creation needs a new vision. New creation needs new instructions from God on how to live your life. And we know in this church, we always preach the Bible is our instruction manual, right? But we also know God is a living God, and he speaks to us directly, and it always is confirmed in his word. While we were on our trip, we did a prayer retreat, which is actually when I got the really bad sunburn on the beach. 1 hour's turned into 4 hours, which turned into a second degree to burn, right? But we prayed, and we asked God for a 3-month, a 6-month, and a 9-month word from God for us as a couple, for a family, and for our church, and for individuals. And I was looking at scripture, we were listening to some worship music, and we were praying and asking God for vision. And I want to encourage you, if you feel like you're trying to build your life with the wrong instructions, or things aren't coming together the way that you're trying to come together, it's a time to stop and ask God, wait a minute, what am I building? What vision? Who am I comparing my life to? Am I trying to model it after someone else I'm seeing? Or am I going into the scripture? Am I finding a Bible hero who has been through what I've been through? Or someone else in the church, and I'm praying through and getting a God vision for my year, a God vision for my month. So Jesus, right now, I thank you that you are saying, these are my children, I am well pleased. God, I thank you that you have ripped open the heavens and you have not shut them back up, that we are living in a time when we can see the inside of heaven be on the inside of us and let it out to the outside. God, I thank you we don't have to perform for your love. We don't have to put up a fake facade on the outside. But God, that you care about the inside of us. You don't mistake us for somebody else. God, you love us and you died for us and you resurrected for us because you care about what's going on the inside. And I just speak that someone here today needs a new vision. They need a new instruction manual for your life. If you don't know where to start, start looking at the fruits of the Spirit. And if you're not seeing them in your life the way you want to, daily start inviting Holy Spirit in. Spend some time. Just say, Holy Spirit, come and fill me again. It doesn't need to be some religious long prayer. It could be a long prayer, but it doesn't need to be. Just say, Holy Spirit, fill me again. And he gives the instructions. He will turn this Bible from maybe a historical book into a living book that can speak new revelation to you every time you open the scriptures. So God, right now, we give to you any old instructions, any old patterns of life, any bitterness, any sin that we have allowed to go onto the inside of us. Father, we give that to you and we break agreements with things that we've made from our past. Father, we're walking into the new today. God, we are building something from the inside out. And I just speak to any hopelessness in the room that said, hey, I got the outside box of Legos for my life, and I'm so discouraged because the inside of me doesn't look like what God's promised. And God wants to speak courage and strength to your veins because he said, hey, even Jesus only had 24 hours in a day when he was on earth. He also had to build his kingdom on earth hour by hour, day by day. Even Jesus had to grow up. And we get to do that as well. So Jesus, thank you for new life this morning, for new vision over every person here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So my challenge to you this week is to ask God for a scripture or for a song that he wants to be a theme or to give you vision for this month. It might be this month. It might be this next 3 months, all right? And to take that and to start interceding with that and giving life into you from Jesus in that, all right? Be a witness this week. And if you ever want to say you visited a church where they dump Legos on the floor, that happened today. Don't worry, there will be no Legos next week. We're going to do the offering here before we end. That's what happens when you do baptism for 30 minutes. Thank you. All right. Please don't go yet. I'm throwing money and Legos. That's just the morning I'm having. Caleb, can you do that? All right. So we're going to pray over the offering one more time here. And then next week, we're going to focus in on all the missions and where it goes. So don't miss next Sunday with that. Jesus, I thank you that you care about what's on the inside of us. You also care about what's on the inside of our bank accounts. And God, I thank you that anyone here today who is struggling, Father, that you would pour out provision, you would shift job situations, God, that you would provide. We thank you are our provider, and we've seen it over and over and over again in our church, God, and we thank you are faithful. We also thank you that we get to give and spread the gospel in this church, and everything that comes in goes right back out to saving lives every week in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So if you want to, we're going to close out by actually just inviting you up to the front. If you want to give online, you can give at thriveny.org. Normally that's up there, but the kids left. And you can give securely right on there. I encourage you to do that. And we'll see you next Sunday. Thanks for hanging in there for a messy, long, Jesus-filled time together. All right? Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. If you enjoyed today's message, please support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our podcast. You can find more info and invest in the gospel at thriveny.org. Go and thrive this week, and we will see you soon.